Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Mem Dalid. We're starting the top line Mem Dalid Umar Aleph, and we're continuing to talk about the inyan of the mitzvah of Tcheles. As we all know, Tcheles is made from Chilozoin. What exactly is a Chilozoin? Tanur Rabbanu, state in the Braisa. Chilozoin. Zeu Gufoi Doim Liyam. Gufoi Doim Liyam means, says Rashi, the Mare Gufoi. The color of the Chilozoin looks like the sea, meaning that it is an aquamarine, bluish type of color. Ubriyosoi, Rashi says, briyosoi means tavnis diuknoi. In other words, its appearance is that doim ledag is similar to that of a fish. Rashi elsewhere says, instead of a fish, it's more like a reptile. But the reason why our Gemara then says it's like a fish is that reptile is also aquatic, that it goes in the yam. So therefore, we call it like a fish. The oila echad l'shim shana, and once out of 70 years, it emerges from the sea and goes onto the land. So often as a young child, many children believe, and that's the way I always understood, that in fact that's why it's so difficult to get tcheles b'zman hazeh, because the chilozon only appears on the horizon once in every 70 years. So how are you going to be able to squeeze out the chilozon and get out all the color and the dye? But the Gemara doesn't say that you can only find it and capture it once in every 70 years. It's just saying that it's unique that it comes to the surface and goes onto the dry land once in 70 years. But you can, if you know what a chilozon is and you're in the right area, you can go and get a chilozon every day of the week. I mean, obviously you have to be a good fisherman, you have to have mazel and brucha, like you have to have mazel in everything you do. But chilozon is there, just emerges from the yam once every 70 years. Ubedomai, and they use its blood. Others say we don't mean literally blood, we mean really all of the body fluids together, and from that, tzoivin tcheles. We go and take out tcheles, meaning it, the body fluids with the blood, etc., of the chilozoin, all have such an aquamarine color, and they use it for dyeing the tzitzis. Lefichach dam of yikarim. Since you can only use a chalazain, and you can't use any other dye, so therefore it is relatively expensive. Tanya, Omer Reb Nosson, Ein lecha kol mitzvah kala shebatoicha. I'm sorry, sheksuva batoira sheein matan schara b'olam hazeh uli olam haba eini yodea kama. The Gemara is telling us is every mitzvah, even the easiest, the lightest mitzvah in the Torah, the easiest to go and perform. They say b'shem the Vilna Goyin that before he passed away, he was crying, and the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, why are you crying? You mekayim kol ha'Torah kula, and you learn kol ha'Torah kula. Why are you crying? He said, because he had such a mitzvah kala of tzitzis. All you have to do is you put it on in the morning, and the whole day you have that mitzvah. What's 16? Okay, Chesky adds for a poor kopikis, meaning that it's relatively inexpensive. You can go and get it, and you wear it, and you wear it for the year. I don't have to tell you, many people wear the talesim ktanim for years and years. Hopefully they wash it from time to time. But the point is, it is relatively cheap, and it's an easy, easy mitzvah to do. And that easy mitzvah, says the Gemara, we have no idea, she'ein matan schor ba'olam hazeh, ein lechom kol mitzvah kala, she'ein matan schor ba'olam hazeh, we already get schar on this world. It's not that all of the schar is set aside for next world. We already get schar on this world. But the schar that we're going to get on Yenevelt, any idea kama? I can't even measure, I can't even fathom what the schar ba'olam haba will be. And I'll give you an example of such a mitzvah kala that has tremendous schar ba'olam hazeh. And since, of course, we're talking about tzitzis, tzei olamad mi mitzvah tzitzis. And the Gemara tells us about a fascinating, fascinating story. There was a story about an individual, Zohir ben mitzvah tzitzis. He was very scrupulous and meticulous, mitzvah tzitzis. He wore tzitzis all the time, presumably with tcheles, and he really did a wonderful job. Unfortunately, like some of us, many of us, he had taivas. And his taiva was a taiva for znus. And Shama Shiyesh Zoyna Bekrachi Ayam, he heard that there is a Zoyna who lives in the islands, who apparently must have been very, very beautiful. Shenoitelis Dalin Meyois Zehuvim Bischora. that when she would hire herself away to do a Maisiz Nus, she charged 400 zechuvim. That's a huge, huge amount, as you can imagine. And since he heard that there is a Zayna, and he had never lived with a Zayna that was so expensive and presumably so beautiful, he sent her in advance the 400 zechuvim, the kavlas man, and in fact made an appointment. When the time arrived, this individual, who was very meticulous about the mitzvah of tzitzis, but had a tremendous taiva for znus, he was there for the appointment. And nichnasa shivchasa v'amrila, her shivcha, in other words, the maidservant of this zoina, apparently she heard the knocking on the door, she opened the door, lo and behold, it's this fellow Yankel Smith who sent her the 400 zehuvim, and he's there exactly on time. He's a real yekka, and he's there. The Amrla and the maidservant, the shivcha, said to the zayna, "Oyse odim, remember Yankel Smith? Sheshigalach dalin mei zehuvim that sent already to you. He zeld the 400 zehuvim to your account. Ba erizda v'yoshev al pesach, and he's waiting outside. He wants to come in." Amra, so she said, "Amrahi." Ikanis, no, Zolarain kumen, let him come in. Nichnasi came in, he tzia loy zayin mitois sheish shel zohav, v'achas shel zov. I'm sorry. He tzia loy zayin mitois sheish shel kesef, v'achas shel zov. She had prepared 7 separate beds for the occasion. 6 of the beds were made out of silver, and the 7th was made out of gold. To go from one bed to the other, they were on 7 different levels of her house, and therefore there was a sulam shel kesef. There was a ladder of silver going from one bed to the next bed to the next bed. All the way on top, that 7th bed, the ladder that led to it was not made out of silver, it was made out of gold. And also, this zoyna went, and she went all the way up all the 7 ladders. The Yoshua Gabi Alyoina, and she was lying there on the Alyoina on the top bed, Kishihi Aruma, when she was undressed. The Afhu, and this fellow Yankel Smith who came, he went up Leshiv Orem Kenegda. He went up the 7 ladders to be all the way on top and to be facing her, also undressed. And he was undressing for the occasion, and Bo Dalit Titsiosov, his 4 tzitzis, as he was removing his talis cotton, the tzitzis came, v'tofchuloi alpanav, and they hit him in the face. And as soon as he felt those tzitzis, he had hirhurei tshuva, nishmat, he withdrew, v'yoshavlei algabe karka, and he sat down on the ground. V'af he, and she too, when she saw that he didn't go on top of the bed, but he went to the ground, she also nishmata v'yoshavlei algabe karka. She went to go and sit on the ground. And Umraloi, and she was shocked by the fact that he didn't go on the bed but went on the ground, and she said to him, Gapo Sheroimi. Gapo Sheroimi, Rashi is 2 pshatim. Either Gapo means the king of Rome, and she's swearing in the Chaye HaMelech, or Rashi says Gapo Sheroimi is the name of an Avodah Zorah in Rome. Either way, she's either swearing in the name of the king or she's swearing in the name of this Avodah Zarah. And she's saying, Eini meini choscha, I'm not going to leave you. How come you withdrew from the bed? You went down to the floor. Obviously, you must have seen some sort of blemish, some sort of flaw. And that's why you were floored. You went to the floor because you saw a flaw. Amala, and he said to her, Hu Avodah. I'm now swearing in the name of the Avodah. Avodah is usually a reference to the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. He's swearing. And he said, Shalari isi isha yofa kemoisech. I never saw a woman as beautiful as you. So why did I go and fall on the floor? Ela mitzvah achas tzivonu Hashem alikeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us 1 mitzvah. B'tzitzis shema. Uksivba, and it says in that pasuk, Ani Hashem alikeichem shtei pa'omim. We often say this pasuk quickly at the end of Kriya Shema, but if you have it in the Torah or HaSholem, you'll notice that this pasuk begins with Ani Hashem Alekechem and ends with Ani Hashem Alekechem. We don't end it Ani Hashem Alekechem because we add the word Emes. However, the pasuk on its own Ani Hashem lekechem. Asher itzeisi eschem eretz Yisrael liyos lechem lelikim. Ani Hashem lekechem. So it starts with Hashem lekechem and ends Ani Hashem lekechem. So says now this person Yankel Smith in the parsha of Tzitzis. It says Ani Hashem lekechem shtei pamim two times in that last pasuk. Why does it say it twice? Ani hu she'osed li parav. Ani hu she'osed li shalim schar. I, the Rabbeinu Shloilem, I'm both Hashem. Hashem is a midas rachmim. Hashem kel rachim b'chanan. And alekeichem alekim is a lotion of gvura, of chas v'sholem puranis, of punishment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is both. He's Hashem alekeichem. He's the Rabbeinu Shloilem that has rachmanis and gives us schar. He's also the Rabbeinu Shloilem alekeichem that unfortunately meets our punishment when we don't perform the way we're supposed to. And so therefore, that's why I am so nervous. Says Hashem lekechem shtei pamim, ani hu she'osed li parah, v'ani hu she'osed li shalom schar. Achshav ninmu alai, these four tzitzis that hit me in the face, I feel as if they're dalet edim, and they're going to testify after 120 about the terrible thing that I did, that I went all the way to the krachi hayam to go and live with this zayna. Ay, 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 ay. Umraloi, so she said to him, she was so impressed by what happened that he became a Baal Tshuva on the spot. After all, the taiva was tremendous. Umraloi, she said to him, Eini menichoscha, I'm not going to leave you, achetoyimali, until you give me the following information. And she took out a notebook, and she asked him, Mashimcha, tell me your full name. Mashim Ircha, where do you come from? Which city? Umashem Rabach, and what's the name of your Rebbe? Umashem Midrashach, and what's the name of the Bismedish, the yeshiva that you are learning? Shatalomid Boy Toyra. So he very dutifully went and obliged, and Kosav, and he wrote Vinosim Biyoda, all that information, the name of the city, the name of his Rebbe, Bismedish, etc. After he left, what did she do? Umda, she got up. She decided she's moving out of here and she wants to go and marry that individual because she was so impressed by the strength of his moral character. So what did she do? She got up. She went and dissolved her entire estate. What did she do? She gave shlish le malchus, a third she gave to the malchus. Why did she give a third to the malchus? So Rashi says, "Shani chena lihisgayer," that they should allow her to become a gyoris and presumably move out. Ushlish laniim, and she gave a third for tzedakah for aniim. Ushlish not lebiyad, and third she took home for herself because, after all, she needed to support herself. Chutz mi oisin matzois. The only thing that she did not liquidate were those seven bedspreads that we talked about, those that were made out of the silver and the gold. And she traveled to the Bismedish of Reb Chiya, and she said to Reb Chiya, Umraloi, Rebbe, I ask you, Tzave Olai V'yasuni Giyoris, go and command on me, in other words, go and tell your Talmidim, your Bezdin, whoever is in charge of Giyor, I want them to make me into Giyoris, I want to become Jewish. Umraloi, so Reb Chiya said to her, Biti, Shemeinecha Nasata V'yechem en Talmidim. Maybe the reason why you want to become a Giyoris is because you saw the Talmidim walking back and forth from the Bismedish to the dormitory, and you said, oh, boy, that young man looks very handsome. And therefore, you're not really interested in being Megayer. You're really doing this for marital purposes, for chasnus. We know that in old generations, even today, that's a major concern, that a lot of Geirim or Giyorisim are not really interested in the Jewish religion. They're just interested in a mate and marrying someone. Anyway, that's what Reb Chiya said to her, and therefore she responded. Hoitzia, she took from her pocket Ksav Miyoda, that Ksav of that Talmud that had written out his name, Yankel Smith, and the city and all the rest. But son Eloi, and she gave it to him, and she's saying, this is it, take a look, read it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. When she explained to him the significance of all the information that had been written down, and he listened to it, then he realized that she means l'shem shemayim. What did he do? Amala l'chi z'chi b'mekchech. Go, I will tell my bezin to megayir you, and then you should be zoich in your mekach. In other words, in the young man, Yankel Smith, that became all of a sudden on the spot, Bal Tshuva, such a righteous Er L'chaman. So those bed covers that previously were out there, Be'isser, Heitzioloi Beheter, she now spread them out, Beheter. Meaning, after they got married, she remembered those bedspreads, and she wanted to allow him to do beheter what originally he wanted to do beisr. So this was kind of 180 degrees. You go back to the beginning. Zem matan tzchor ba'olam hazeh. Can you imagine? This is the matan tzchor ba'olam hazeh. In other words, that as a result of wearing the tzitzis that saved him from a terrible aveira, and eventually as a result of those four tzitzis, he married the most beautiful woman in the world, and she was now balas tshuva, and everything was great. She was a gioiris. And the amount of schar he got to the other world, I can't even fathom what that could be and what that is. This person was able to miskaber on his yetzer. So we see the fulfillment of what the Gemara said at the top. Ein l'chol kol mitzvah kala shebetksuva b'toira she'ein matan schar b'olam hazeh. You get the benefit of that mitzvah on this world. It helps to guide you and mend your ways and cause you to become a Baal Tshuva. What the schar could possibly be on the other world. Now, what is the relationship between tzitzis and this maises and us? So that's very, very simple, because it says, "Reisam oisai, uschartem eis kol mitzvos Hashem vasisam oisam, v'loi sesuru achrei levavchem reachrei einechem, asher atem zoinim achareim." By going and seeing the tzitzis. And here he didn't just see them, he felt the tzitzis that went and hit him across the face, so to speak. Now you remember. What will you remember? Don't go and allow yourself to follow your heart and your eyes for chas v'sholem, maise aveira, and for tithes. So this is a real fulfillment of that pasuk. And it's all b'schus, the Gemara said about him, that he was zohir, the mitzvah tzitzis. He was very, very careful. It wasn't just an old ragged talmud, a pair of arba kanfois of tzitzis, but he was very scrupulous and meticulous, and he kept it nice and clean, and he put it on, and he made all the brachas, and anything that makes you a real erlich yid vis-a-vis tzitzis. And that's the end of that story. And now we go on to vayta hilchas tzitzis. Zokti gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, first wide line. Talis Sheula, called Shloishim Yoim Peturim and Atzitzis. What happens if I borrow somebody else's talis? For the first, when we say talis, it doesn't have to be just a talis like we think of, a talis that you use for davening. Talis really means a beged that you wear. So he wore a beged borrowed from someone. Talis Sheula, Yankel borrowed a beged from Beryl. And he's wearing it for 1 week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks, and it's a four-cornered garment. For the first 30 days, potter min tzitzis, he does not have to put tzitzis on. Mikan ve'elach, once 30 days are over, chayevis, then he is chayev. What difference does it make between the first 30 days and after the 30 days? Zung le'mefarshim, the answer is, because you only mechuyim in tzitzis on your beged. Gedilim tasaloch al arba kanfois kisuscha asher techasaba. Only on your beged. If you borrow somebody else's beged, you're a potter min atzitzis. So, Ibazoi, why after 30 days does it change? It's midrabona al tzmaris ayin. Meaning, people will see that you're constantly wearing the same talis. For the first few days, you're wearing it without tzitzis. They will be melametzchus and say, for sure, it's not his talis. It's borrowed from someone. But if he's already wearing it for a month, does a person normally borrow and wear somebody else's garment for a month? Doesn't the owner need it? So then you assume, no, in fact, it does belong to him after all. And 30 days have passed, and he's still wearing without tzitzis. And everybody will now start being ma'orer, and maybe even saying Lashon Hara, and maybe even saying Moitzi Shamra. Yankel Smith, we thought he's a Zagreis Tzadik. Nisha Zagreis Tzadik. Look, he walks around all the time with his beged without tzitzis. Yeah, it's borrowed. Come on. How long do you borrow something? How long do you lend something? You don't go and lend your beged for 30 days or more. So therefore, up to 30 days, you're potter. After 30 days, Yechayiv Midraban. Tana Mihochi, we have a similar concept when we're talking about Hilchos Mezuzah. By Mezuzah, it's also Uksavtam al Mezuzahis Beisecha Uvisherecha. It's got to be your house, your apartment, your gate. You don't have to go and put on Mezuzah on somebody else's. It's Tana Mihochi, Hador Ben Pundiki Be'eretz Yisrael, a person who lives in an inn, I-N-N, like a motel in Eretz Yisrael. And a person who's renting somebody else's house in Chutzlaretz, the first 30 days you are potter. Why? Because it's not Beisecha. However, Mikan Ve'elach, after 30 days you're chayiv. Why you chayiv? For the same reason that we're talking about, that people are going to say, Yankel has a house and he doesn't put on mezuzah. Okay, the first few days he was busy, he was talking to the soifer, they're fixing the mezuzah. He's getting beautiful mezuzahs, but after 30 days, what's going on? And they don't realize that this belongs to somebody else. And that's why he's really not mechuyev. It's not beisecha. But after 30 days, because of this concern that what will people say, marzayim, you're chayv. Avasoich habayis be'eretz Yisrael, if you're renting a house in Eretz Yisrael, oisim mezuzah le'alter, you don't get 30 days. You have to put a mezuzah on immediately. Why? Mishem yishuv the Eretz Yisrael. Now, what does Yishuv Eretz Yisrael have to do with putting on a mezuzah immediately? So you have a Rashi here in the middle of the Amid. You see the Rashi, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so Rashi. So the Acher Shekova, once you put a mezuzah up, Shev Ein Anoit LaMishon, then you're not supposed to go and remove the mezuzah, Fili Yoytzi Mimena, even if ultimately you leave. This is a very important halacha. You have people, for instance, that rent apartments for a year, for 5 years, or whatever, and then they move on to somewhere else and they leave the apartment. Are they allowed to go and take their mezuzahs along? If the next resident that's coming in, the next tenant, is from or Jewish, then you're supposed to leave the mezuzahs. Anyway, halacha lemaisa, you have to speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. But in general, when you leave your house, you leave your apartment, and you're selling your house to somebody else, or you're letting a new tenant move in, you're not supposed to leave the mezuzahs. You're not supposed to take the mezuzahs with you. When a person realizes, I'm going to forfeit all of these mezuzahs, and the mezuzahs, as we know, especially today, are becoming quite expensive. They're not like yesteryear. You can go and get a mezuzah for $3, $5. Today, a good mezuzah costs you $200, $250 or more. You're not going to easily leave the apartment or the house. It's not only because of the expense, but where are you going to get another mezuzah? You know, it's not like today that you get sofer in Eretz Yisrael, they write 50 mezuzahs and they sell it to a retailer, etc. No. You got to find a sofer who's not busy, who has time, gets the cloth together, and he has to write it. It's like, it's a terech. And even if he does leave the house, Yiskarena Acher Mehera, someone else is immediately going to go and rent the apartment, rent the house. Kirshim Tzeena Mizumenes B'Mezuzah. Ooh, there's a mezuzah? Wow, that's a real attraction for me. I don't have to worry about buying and selling and going to a soifer and having Hagah and checking it out with a computer and having a magia. Their mezuzah is already on the doorpost. And as a result, there will be a major incentive for people, once they move in, to stay there, not to move, not to leave. And even if they do move or leave, the subsequent successor will be so happy to see that their mezuzah is there in the doorpost, they'll be jumping in. So that's the Indian of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And that's why as soon as you move in, put up your mezuzahs, you don't get a 30-day waiting period. Right, the Tilish Shvilish Yad Ein Makim. So we said in the Mishnah that, of course, we have two mitzvahs involved in Tefillin, the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. You're supposed to put naturally both of them, but what happens if you only have one of the two? What should you do? So the Mishnah says, Tilish Yad Ein Makim. You do the best you can. If you don't have both, just put on the one that you have. Put on the hand one or put on the head one. Do what you can. Omer of Chizr, Loishonah, this halacha, that's not ma'akev el shiyesh loy. It's because he has that second bias. He's only putting on the yad, but he has in his apartment, he has somewhere, he has the rosh. Of the ein loy, but if he doesn't have eshel rosh, me'akeves, then it's ma'akev. It sounds almost like the halacha of Bila. Kol roi lebila, ein Bila makeves. Kol she'ein roi lebila, then Bila makev. As long as you have that other tefillin, and you could put it on, even if you didn't, it's not makev. But if you don't have it, then it's makev. So Omru loy, the Chachamim, when they heard this halacha of Rav Chisda, they were bewildered. And they said, Amris, did you really say that? Meaning, how can you say that if he has the other tefillin, that you don't have to put a problem putting it on? But if you don't have it, then it's ma'akiv. After all, these are two separate mitzvahs, and since they're two separate mitzvahs, you do the best you can. If ein loy, if you don't have a shel roish, put on a shel yad. And if you don't have a shel yad, you put on a shel roish. Why do you say it's ma'akiv and you're not going to put on the other one? Omr loy amris, did you really say this halacha? Omr lehu loy, no, I never said it. Meaning Rav Chisda had a quick change of heart and change of mind, and he said, no. Even if you do, whether you have another one or not, always put on at least whatever you got. And you do not say that it's ma'akev. If you only have a shaliyad, don't say, like I said before, ein loy, it's ma'akev, put on the shaliyad, even though you don't have anything else. Why? Says Rav Chisda, I'll tell you why. Eleman de lesle tre mitzis, chan mitzah nami le'levit. You can't do both mitzvahs because you only have a shel yad, so you shouldn't do anything. So you can't do the shel roish, but at least do the shel yad. What did Rav Chisda hold initially? After all, he changed his mind. Originally, what did he hold? And he said, "Ein loy makeves." I'll tell you why. He thought, "Savar gzeirish meyifsha." Maybe this person will be negligent, meaning that if we're going to go and tell him, if you only have one tefillin, in other words, only tefillin shaliyad, you don't have tefillin shaliyad, that's okay, fine, put in the tefillin shaliyad. So he has no incentive to rush out to a svarim store or to a soifer or someone to find a tefillin shaliyad. Because you're telling me it's not ma'akiv, so okay, I won't be mekayim two mitzvahs, I'll only have one mitzvah, I won't be in first class, I'll only be in business class or economy class. I didn't do both mitzvahs, at least I did one. He was afraid, Gzeira Shem Yifsha, the person will be Poshea, and he's not going to get the other one. So that's what we tell him. Ein loy, if you don't have the Shel Roish, you cannot put on the Shel Yad alone. It's Ma'akev. The Shel Yad is garnish. It's worthless without the Shel Roish. This way we hope to incentivize him to get a Shel Roish quickly. However, the Talmidim convinced Rav Chisda that what he said is wrong, because as Rav Chisda himself changed his mind and said, if he won't be mekayim two mitzvahs, I'll let him be mekayim at least one mitzvah. By making this gzeira shem yifsha, I'm depriving him of both mitzvahs. And Rav Chisda felt that that was wrong. So that's why he changed his mind. Says he by Omer Rav Sheshes, shem yifsha, he'll be negligent and he's not going to buy the other tefillin. In other words, if he has only a shaliyad, and we'll tell him, okay, you only have a shaliyad, put on the shaliyad. So from now on, he's only going to put on shaliyad. Once you tell him, no, shaliyad alone is ma'akiv, you have to have a shalroish. So then he's going to rush all over town to try to find the shalroish. He's going to call up all the suffering. Please, I need a shalroish as soon as possible. I can't use my shaliyad, it's ma'akiv, I need both. So that was his original thought. But afterwards, he changed his mind. He said, no, if you can't do two mitzvahs, at least do one mitzvah. Unfortunately, as we know from stories, in the concentration camps, very often they only had one out of the two, and everybody in the bunker, everybody in that house would go and make a bracha only on one, on the shel yad or the shel roish, because we didn't have both of them. Okay, continuing on, Zukim Rabbit Omer Rav Sheshes, Kosh Ein Miniach Tefillin, Oyver B'Shemoyne Asay, Kosh Ein Loi Tzitzis B'Bigdoi Oyver B'Chamisha Asay, Kosh Koyin Shein Oyle L'Duchan Oyver B'Gimel Asay, what is this all about? If you don't put on tefillin, you're over on eight assays. What are the eight assays? Rashi has a couple of pshatim, but the first pshat is very simple. We know that we have the four parshiyos in our tefillin. The two parshiyos being Shema and Vayim Shemoya, but then you have the other two, Vayikviacha and thank you. And each one of them has the mitzvah of tefillin in it. The two parshas, Krishma, Kshatim, Lo'isal Yedecha, Voyle Tutofis Beinenecha. These are two separate mitzvahs, the mitzvah of the Shalyad and the mitzvah of Shal Rosh. And this is repeated not only in the Krishma, but also in those other two parshas of the Kaddish Lika Bechor and Vahoyi Kiviyacha. And then it also says, Vahoyi Le'ois Le'yadcha Ulezikorin Bein Enecha, etc. So it doesn't have the exact same wording, but there too, Vahoyi Le'ois Le'yadcha Le'tovis Bein Enecha, same thing. So you have four parshas each time talking about two mitzvahs, the Shalyad and the Shal Rosh. Four times two is eight altogether. He's over on five essays. What are the five essays? So Rashi says, take out your standard siddur, where we say the parsha of tzitzis every morning and every evening. Vasulahem tzitzis, v'osu is one. Al kanvidem ledroisam. V'nosnu al tzitzis akana psil tcheles, that's two. V'hoyulacham the tzitzis is three. Or isam oisai is four. And then you have the separate pasuk, gedilam tasaloch al arba kanfis suscha. That's the pasuk together with the shatness or the kalayim pasuk, from which we know the eses decholos eses. So you have the four expressions, the asu, the nosnu, the hoya, or isem, and the gedilam tasaloch is five all together. Vayter b'chol koyin she'ena oy leduchan oy v'begimel asay. What are the gimel asays? So Rashi is silent. We have here in the Rebbeinu Gershom on the final line, all the way in the bottom, he says, what are the three? He says, the Duchan is Gimel. Number one, Koisev Archu, Espenei Yisrael, that's one. Omar Lehem is two. And then when they finish the three brachas, it says, Besamu Shmi Abnei Yisrael, Ani Avarachem. Besamu is another mitzvah, three mitzvahs altogether. So any Koyin that refuses to Dichan is Oivre B'Gimel Asay. Koshalim L'Mezuzah B'Pischa, if you don't put a mezuzah on your Pesach, because it says both in the first parsha of Krishna and the second parsha of Krishna, again, so two mitzvahs to go and write on your mezuzah. So if you don't put a mezuzah up, boom, you're oivet twice. If you put on tefillin, marach yom, then you'll have a school of arichas yom, like it says in the pasuk. What's David the pasuk? A pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashem alikim. Yichyu ulechol bohen chayai ruchi v'sachli meini v'hachiyeni. Now what is this all about? So if you look at the top Rashi, since we start off the pasuk, Hashem aleihem yichyu. What it means Hashem aleihem? Oisim shenoisnim aleihem shem Hashem mitfilin. Those that have the shem Hashem on them, we know the tfilin together, you have the shin on the sides of the tfilin, and then you have the dalid in the back, the kesher in the back of the shel roish, and then you have the yud on the tefillin shel yad. So that person has upon him Hashem aleihem. Oh, for him is yichyu metleim ulechol behen chaye ruchi v'tachlimen v'achiyeni. He's going to have chiyus and richas yomim for wearing tefillin a grois segula. Look the next mishnah, and now we go back to hilchos menachos. Hasoyus v'Hashem and ein ma'akven esayayin. What is this talking about? This is talking about the minchas desochim. As we've learned many times, every time you bring a carbon oiler, carbon shlomim, and then there are another couple of carbonists in addition to that, you always got to bring the minchas desochim. Minchas desochim, as you'll recall, was a mincha of one isaroin, which you put on the mizbeach. You didn't make a kmitza because this was kula kolil, just like the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, and just like the minchas koyin, all three of those are totally in the mizbeach. We learned that yesterday in the Mishnah, that certain things only in the mizbeach and the kahanim have nothing, and then there's certain things that the kahanim have, shteir lechem and lechem upon him, where the mizbeach has nothing. Anyway, so it says in our Mishnah that of that minchas tesachim, there are really three parts. What are the three parts? You have the mincha, the soilis. You have the shemen, the loik shemen that you added to the soilis, and you also have the yayin that you have to go and pour out in the shitin. So what happens if you didn't have all the three ingredients? You have the soilis v'shemen, ein ma'akven esayayin, which means what happens if you have wine, but you do not have the soilis v'shemen, and you want to bring your minchas tesachim, then at least do the nisach hayayin right now, and you have the mincha, we will have time to do it even up to 10 days later, or even longer. The famous chazal, which by the way, the Gemara is going to quote a similar chazal, Menchus v'neskeyem, afilu arasari yomim. So here too, you don't have the soilus, you don't have the shemen, that's fine. A makas yain, at least bring the wine. If you don't have the wine, then bring the mincha, and you'll bring the wine another time. This is halacha that we already had in Masechtas Zvachim, and that is that all the matanos that you have to do, whether it's a korban chatas, where you have the four nesinos adam on the top of the kronos on the mizbeach, or most of the other kabanas where you do shtayim shein arba, you have to throw it against two corners where you have yesoid on both sides, so therefore you have all four sides of the mizbeach covered. What happens if you only did one matana altogether? One matana b'diyeved is sufficient. So matana shel mizbeach achitzon ein ma'akv izu azu, they're not ma'akv. As long as you did at least one zrikas adam, you're yoitz. This is, of course, very different from the mizbeach ha'pnimi, where every single one is ma'akv. And Barry's going to remind us, how many do you maximum have during the year in the Mizbeach HaPnimi?
I'm going to keep her 43, 47, or 48.
Exactly.
Depending on whether or not you mix the blood before or after you do on the Mizbeach HaPnimi or not. And then if like Nechemia says, the blood on the Yisod, the Shirayim or Ma'akev, so that takes you from 43 up to 47, four more. When you do the blood separately, and then one more for the Shirayim on the Yisod.
Very good. So if you miss even...
This mission is only according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said, Zvachim, they are Ma'akev. There are two that are Ma'akev. By Chatas.
So our mission goes according to Beis Hillel.
Correct.
Does that bother you that we go like Beis Hillel instead of Beis Shammai?
No, but it doesn't mention. It doesn't. Beis Shammai is completely shut off.
Right.
It's completely.
So, as you know, Machlokes v'yach kachstam halacha kistam. So we pass the Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. Very good. So we more turn around. Minchas v'neskeyem havei mincha v'yach kach havei nesochem. First, what the Gemara is talking about in this brisa is the order. I brought my carbon oila, or for that matter, the oilas tamid shel shachar, which we bring every day in the Beis Hamikdash. And then the Kohen reminds us, don't forget the mincha sesachem. And we bring in the mincha, and we bring in the wine. Which should we do first? Should we go and take the mincha and put it on the marocha, or should we pour the wine into the shitin? Zoktor the Tanakama, have a mincha, bring the mincha first, the achach have a nesachem, and then after that, bring in the wine and pour it into the shitin. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Oimer! It says in the pasuk zevach unesachem dvar yoyim biyoymai. So since it says zevach and esachem together, that suggests that right after you bring the zevach, bring your nesachem, and you'll bring your mincha subsequent. So we have a machloikis, which one goes first. So if Rabbi says havei zevach viyachach havei nesachem, and only later on you'll bring the mincha. Good. So now the question is, what does Rabbi do with the Tanakama's pasuk, and what does the Tanakama do with Rabbi's pasuk? L'chayr, both psukim are right on target. Here it says minchas and eskeyem, the mincha goes first, and Rabbi says zevach and nesachem. It sounds like zevach and then nesachem, and the mincha goes last. Habachastira. So Rabbi now yaksim minchas and eskeyem. So Gemara, we boil the minchas and eskeyem, balay the minchas and eskeyem, afilu lemachar. And other Gemara say afilu achers asari yom, even 10 days later. So the point of this is that I need the minchas and eskeyem for that purpose. So it's not iberic to go and tell us the order. It's just telling us, stam, you want to bring your mincha and your nesachim, gizun tehet, you don't have to bring it immediately, you can bring it at night, you can bring it later, even 10 days later. And therefore, don't use that as your basis of mincha v'yakach nesachim. For Bonanami Oksiv Zemach Nesachim, what do they do with Rebbe's Pasik, which sounds like nesachim goes right after the Zemach? Every mahumi boy lilikin ziri, the omiz ziri, ain't nesachim miskachim ele bishchitas hazevach. When do the Nesachim get infused with Kedushas Aguf, as opposed to just Kedushas Damim? Only at the time of the Shechita. And that's why it says Zevach and Nesachim together. As soon as the Kohen or the Shoichet shechs the Karbin, or maybe the Zevach over here means the Zrikas Adam, but once that is done, then boom, then the Nesachim get infused with Kedusha. So that's why it says Zevach and Nesachim together, not to go and tell us the particular order. Zokti Yimara, V'Rebbe Nami Miboye Leil Kinziri, doesn't Rebbe also need the pasuk of Zevach and Nesachim, like the Rabbanan said, that it comes to tell you that the Nesachim become Neskadish b'shchita, and Rabbanan Nami miboy lehul minchas v'neskeim b'lay minchas v'neskeim afil lemachar. Don't they also need minchas v'neskeim? Not to tell you the order that mincha and then Nesachim, but to go and tell you that you can bring it even at night and even 10 days later. Ella says Zigmar, you're right. I withdraw the two psukim. Ella haynu tamay the Rabbanan. Tchsev oila u'mincha. Oh, it says first oila, and then it says the word mincha. Back in Pasuk Gimel of the Torah Shalom, El Miyad Hashem Tikroisim Vikorei Kodesh LaHakrav Isha LaHashem Oilu Mincha. Mitch, I'm going to learn this later this week on Pesach. Oilu Mincha. This is a Yishar Ches of the Eis El Miyad Hashem that we learn on Yom Tovim. So you see that's Oila, and right after that it says Mincha. Oh, so the Rai is not from Minchas V'Neskeim. The Rai is from right after the Karban Oila. Then you do your Mincha, and only subsequently do you have the Nesach. For Rabbi Nami Yosef Oyle Mincha, what does he do with these words? Ella says the Gemara, we have to make we have to mention something that we didn't talk about until now, and that is Ella Beboim Im Hazevach. You have two choices. You can bring the Mincha Sesachim together with the Karbin immediately, which is typically what you did. However, as we said before, you don't have to do it immediately. You could bring the Mincha Sesachim at night, even the next day, and even 10 days later. So if it's boim hamazebach kuli amli pligi the mincha v'yach kach nesachim, toksiv oila u'mincha, right after the word oila, shnel, mincha, doesn't say nesachim. It's the charai that mincha goes first before nesachim. That's if you're doing it together, because you're bringing the oila with the mincha. Everybody agrees mincha goes together. Keep ligi with machlekes b'boim b'fnei atzmon, when in fact the mincha sesachim is being brought the next day or 5 days, 10 days later. Oh, Rabbanan Sabri, mideboim im hazavach mincha v'yachach nesachim b'fnei atzmon nami mincha v'yachach nesachim. The Rabbanan say, what difference does it make? Just like you agree, Rebbe, that when you're bringing it together with the zavach, it's zavach v'oila, that right after the zavach you have, or I should say, oila u'mincha, oila u'mincha, sorry, that right after the oila you bring your mincha. So why should it be different between whether I bring it today together with the oila, I bring the mincha immediately, so I'm bringing it tomorrow. So then too I'm bringing the mincha first, and afterwards in the nesachim. You know, manishtana, what difference does it make? So therefore, in all cases, mincha first, and nesachim second. For Rabbi Hosam, who the ayat de'atzchil ba'achila, since we're talking about achidas hamizbeach, the oil is getting put on the mizbeach, and that's followed up immediately with the minchas sesachim. That mincha is also kula kolil on the mizbeach. So the two oilois, the two achidas mizbeachs, they go together. It's lahavdil, when a person eats first, he go and eats, and after he eats, he takes a drink to go and digest the stuff to get it down. So lahavdil, same thing kaviyochel, rabbi nishalom on the mizbeach. First we put the oila, then we put the mincha, and that person is eating, and then after that we give them to drink. However, if you're talking about bringing mincha sesachim on its own, nesachim adifi, then it's more preferable to have the nesachim first. Why? Because when they did the pouring of the wine into the shitan, that's when you had the levim b'shiram uvezimram. That's when they used to go and sing. So therefore, that's a momentous occasion, hearing the Levim sing in the Beis Hamikdash. So when you bring the Minchas Nesachim on its own, first let's go and hear the Nesachim, because we want to hear the Shiras and Tishbachos of the Levim, and after that, we will makriv the Karban Mincha. Finally, the Mishnah ends off with Matonish al Gam Mizbech Achitzin, Ein Ma'akvi Zuazu. As we said before, even though by Chatos you have to have four, and by most Kabbanis it's Shtayim Shehin Arba, if you only did one b'diyeved, you're yoytze. Turn Rabban. Minayin lechol yitol amazbech achitzayim. Shenesan mamtona achas shekiper. Where do we take this from? That is mechaper even only one matona shenemar. B'dam zvachecha yishofech al mizbach Hashem elikecha. B'dam zvachecha yishofech means one shvichas dam. Rashi says shvicha achas. That's enough. Al mizbach. Not lechatchila. But b'diyeved, if you didn't go and do your Nesinas Hadam on the four corners. You didn't do your Zerikas Hadam on the two corners of the Mizbeach, but you just poured Dam Zvechecha on the side of the Mizbeach, B'dievud, with that you're also Yaitza. So that's the Makar for the Halacha of the Mishnah, And this week concluded by Sai. Have a wonderful evening. Shkoyach for listening. Hatzlocha Zayivach.